is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
Welcome into Not So Fast. T.O., Jimbo, Big E, I'm Tony. The program that's brought to you by Audible.com. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, your MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/notsofast.
Did you refer to yourself as Tony the Program?
No. Welcome into the program.
Okay.
I like Tony the Program.
I like Tony the Program.
What if we just call him the Program?
Tony. That's kind of like the situation, which
or
I
the
always,
answer.
I fucking hated it.
Let's run the program.
Let's call you the Program.
I don't know.
Let's install the
Does
program.
That stink? That kind of.
I like it.
That kind of stinks.
I like it.
I don't think it's gonna stick.
You'd rather be called Puddin than
I have
come program.
I have come to embrace the stupid nickname that a radio host once gave me.
Okay,
but deserved it by your own admission.
Well, no. I mean, look, at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, when a bus stops at a gas station and the team you're with absolutely wipes out the gas station and I'm left with Hunt's pudding packs.
How many, though? How many?
Well, there's a discrepancy.
Yes.
But I will say this.
Yeah, I admitted to 2 6-packs.
So that's 12.
That's
the rumor 12. Is 24 is
heard,
a case.
I heard 24.
They don't sell them by the case.
I know, but I heard you bought 4 packages of that's the, right. of the
listen,
six.
Listen,
from
wanna,
who?
Hang on a second. I want to go on
from
record.
From what witness possibly?
I'm not going to name his name.
Again, the prince of misinformation.
I'm going to go on record as saying, though, that I think I could do 4 6-packs
100%.
Of pudding.
Oh, goddamn!
Hungry?
Yes.
We got to have an on-air pudding pack contest.
What's wrong with it?
Think about pudding packs. What, there's literally is it 3 scoops?
About.
I could do
2.5.
Trust me,
depends
I know.
Depends how big
yes.
your spoon is, I guess.
Yeah. I don't even use a spoon. If you're really good, just gone.
And if you're cool, you eat pudding packs. So, and you're the program. Yeah. You
Speaking
become the program.
Of pudding. Do you guys remember the Jell-O gelatin popsicles?
Oh yeah,
yeah, they were good.
Remember how good those were?
Are they not around anymore?
No, they haven't been for years.
Why? Cosby.
You know what?
Do something with those
that's
two.
What made me think about it when all this stuff started coming out of Cosby.
Hey.
I thought about those gelatin pops and how kick-ass they were, and they're not.
You know what I thought? I thought there was something in New Coke that made his. Just made him go crazy and do all this. Then I realized he did all this before New Coke even came out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. New Coke was a disaster. Remember that?
Woo.
Do you remember going through that? For those
Woo.
Of you that are of the age, did you go through it, Owens?
No, what it is?
Oh.
It was like a mid-80s thing, wasn't it?
They literally changed the formula to Coke.
And it was so bad that they come back with Classic Coke.
Coca-Cola Classic.
I remember the
And it was the greatest day in history.
Pepsi Clear?
That was not so good.
I remember that's the one I remembered.
In my lifetime, I remember where I was when the United States beat the Soviet Union in hockey.
Where were you?
We were all playing street hockey, and my buddy's dad come and got us and made us go home. Said something unbelievable.
Something big's happening,
at home.
Boys.
Yep, so we went home.
He came outside and said, boys, do you believe in miracles?
There's a friend of mine named Chris Papa. His dad made us come and got us.
So
I remember where
Papa
I was
Papa?
When David Freese hit. I was there. I remember exactly where I was.
I would hope you
game
remember.
Game 6.
Was Rudy Papa his father?
Uncle.
No one knows who Rudy right. Papa is.
Well, Jimbo okay. did.
So I remember where I was in Game 6, and I remember where I was when Coke Classic came back. I mean, those are three big events. I got to be honest.
It's kind of interesting. What's everybody's three events? The three events you remember.
Well, no, wait
most?
A minute. If you're going to make it official now, you're going to get me in trouble. Obviously, I
know. No,
I'm
not marriage and kids
okay,
being born.
Okay, outside
just,
of that. Okay,
I'll give you
yeah,
one.
Don't
I'll just
get
give
me
you
divorced
one real
here.
Quick. And it's 9/11.
I've got a good one.
Oh,
about
yeah,
that
I remember
too.
That.
Okay,
yeah.
But here's why I remember this. We were at Belle Reve Country Club for the, it wasn't the PGA, but it was a major
yeah,
tour
no, it was.
Stop.
It was.
It was a major tour stop.
They canceled it, didn't they?
It
was Tuesday morning. It was a practice round, and the radio show were there, morning show, were there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Something obviously starts happening. We're getting reports in our headsets back. Something's weird going on. I walk up to the media center, and I see what's going on. I come back and say, boys, we got a problem. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Really, this could – the security at Belle Reve Country Club rushed out onto the course to grab Tiger Woods.
I remember that.
As if an Islamic terrorist
yes.
would be circling in an airplane looking for Tiger to crash the airplane.
Well, he wasn't the only one.
To
they,
crash
they
the airplane into the middle of the
and
15th.
It was his
no, they escorted him off especially.
Oh, he had his handlers.
I was there. Okay, yeah. Again, moronic.
I understand that.
Moronic.
Well,
where were you at September 11th? You remember what was going on?
Yeah, I was at work over at the Telegraph in Alton.
I had I was coming off my second shoulder surgery. And no, this is crazy though. So it was 2 weeks.
Second of 10.
It was the 2 weeks after my second shoulder.
Can you dislocate
surgery.
Your shoulder right now?
It falls out of place all
just
the time.
Just go ahead and do it.
I don't want to. It hurts.
Injured moving a dryer?
So no.
No? Okay.
From the playing days, okay. Jimbo.
I got you.
The playing of what? A trombone?
Yes. So
kickball. He played kickball.
I'm in bed and my stepdad comes down and wakes me up. He's like, hey, you got to watch this. And at the time, they didn't know what happened. They just thought.
Sure.
So sitting there watching, I'm all, you know, effed up on medicine and kind of out of it.
Sure, doped up, Gary.
How's that different than any other day?
Saw the second one fly into the Trade Center.
Yep.
And then the whole magnitude changed. It's like, holy shit. I remember that night I had to go to the hospital because I was having trouble breathing, and they thought I had they were worried about my lungs, pulmonary embolism.
Okay.
So I had to go back over to the hospital in St. Louis, and the security at the hospital was insane. At a fucking
My wife was a nurse, so.
Yeah, you know.
I remember that day, the gas stations. Do you remember that? How all the gas stations were like 30 cars out?
And the guy, I remember a dude getting arrested for jacking the price up to like $5 and good. I hope he burns in hell.
You know who told me about 9/11? Howard Stern. I was listening to Howard Stern on the way.
That's interesting.
To work.
That was a matter of fact, that was probably one of the most classic. I shouldn't say classic. That might have been one of the most memorable broadcasts in history.
I agree. Howard Stern
what they
was like,
did that day.
You could
day.
Tell he was generally like concerned and not knowing what it was. And then when the second one hit, he was like, folks, we got
I'm sure he
problem.
Was downtown.
Well, I don't
think. He was in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was downtown. But you know what I mean. Oh, boys, we got juicy stories today.
Juicy.
Well, speaking of juicy, you want to get The Walking Dead out of the way?
Let's get it out of the way.
Let's go, baby.
Please do.
Great episode. I think this episode is the beginning of the end for The Walking Dead.
Good.
Yeah, you said that, and
makes me
sad.
Did you hear him?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Good, why?
What's with good?
No, listen. You guys love this.
You're going to be called two again if you say something like
that. I love this, though, because so many shows, I'm not invested in the show like you guys are. There's nothing worse than when you're watching a show and you love it and it's great and they drag it on too long.
But this show has so far to go, though. I mean, that's the thing. This thing literally, the end game's not in sight as far as I'm concerned. Now, what makes me sad is E says it is. So E explained.
And that's what I'm saying.
So here's my thinking about The Walking Dead. That show becomes stale whenever they become stable. Fair enough. Like, think about the farm season two.
Yeah.
Worst season of the show.
It was a little slow.
So my point is this. They get into a point now that where they have a completely, more or less, safe habitat. They have found out that there's other places out there that are safe habitats. So now there's a community of habitats out there. That is a stable world. It doesn't have to be the United States is back up and running. All it is a stable world. So at that point, you've got safety. You've got reproduction happening. You've got boredom. That is nothing to write a story about. So in my opinion, this is the beginning of the slowdown for the end.
Now, I personally think it's the beginning of a whole nother type of problem. So you're going to have all these communities, according to you.
Well, that's what they said. The guy says,
again, your whole world's going to get bigger.
Sure.
Okay, now I think you almost start a whole new thing of, and you brought this up the other day, you have you got the zombies, which are a problem, but not a big problem anymore, it appears, right?
Which are a problem. Zombies.
Okay. But now,
they're not mosquitoes.
Yeah, but
Jimbo.
Now it's almost going to be like today, current today. You're going to have all these communities, and they're not going to get along. I mean, that's life, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Now you got real problems. So, he who has the gold makes the rules.
We got trade imbalances.
How many times can we do a Woodbury? I mean,
there you go. I mean,
every place that this band of
Merry
Heroes
Merry Men
has wound up.
Sure,
they've absolutely burned it to the ground.
Well, now they're going looking for trouble, which is probably going to end.
Now they're actively seeking.
I like that. They're mercenaries at this point.
More or less
mercenaries.
Rick is growing on me. I was not the biggest Rick fan.
You never were.
I know, but when he got up after killing that guy and everybody looked at him and he goes, "What?" with blood all over him, I thought, this is great.
How much blood has he drank?
A lot.
Oh.
That stuff's got to gush into his mouth like you wouldn't believe.
They don't even worry about it anymore. They walk around with blood-soaked clothes like it's nobody's business.
Yeah. You know
the smell. Have we talked about the smell?
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Like, when they now that we got a bunch of romance shit going on, what about the kissing? Ugh. Now, I know they brought up the toothpaste thing.
Right.
But come on.
It's got to be.
Sometimes you're out there for days.
It's got, oh.
I mean, we're talking about, you can't get up in the morning and kiss your, I mean, no, and these people are going days, and they're eating roadkill and
shit.
Hey,
if you want it bad enough, though.
Yeah.
You don't have to kiss. Last time I checked.
That's fair.
Turn around. You wonder, and hey, and another thing. What about razors?
Got to be plenty
of
razors.
Well, Jesus obviously has something. That's a well-groomed beard.
I'm not talking about up top. What about maintenance below?
Oh,
well, you know, groves. That's a jungle. That's a jungle.
It's a jungle out there.
You're going to need a pitching wedge to get
that's
out
of Amazon. Speaking of, if you like the show, give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do, click on notsofastpodcast.com. Why are they called Amazon anyway? Who the hell decided, you know what, we're going to sell things online?
It's kitchen.
We need a name.
It's the giant river of products.
That's why.
I don't know that
like
for a fact.
It.
Holy somebody, shit, I almost believe that.
I was going to say that was good. Hey, you said love a minute ago. I want to touch on love.
Love?
I want to touch on love. Have you guys seen this guy? He's a retired postman. He has verified over 1,300 illegitimate children verified by DNA. Hmm. Have you seen this? Whew. He is 87 years old. He's a former postman. You know what his story is? Okay. He did a great Johnny Cash impersonation back in the day.
So that'll do it?
And here's his other thing, too. Contraception wasn't a big deal back then.
That'll do it.
It's like the old joke, how much did a rubber cost in the 60s? I don't know. Nobody ever wore them.
So we're sure that this wasn't a sperm donor?
No.
This dude laid it down.
He says that women that's actually prolific. Thought he was Johnny Cash.
Well, that's rape, then.
Well, hello, I'm Tommy Cash.
That's not rape. It's just misrepresentation.
No. If you're misrepresenting who you are, it's rape.
Oh, no way.
He said
he thinks
they tried to convince himself, but you know... He says, who was I to say? You know, it's, how about a quickie?
That unbelievable.
So you think it's rape if someone, if a girl's going
to
sleep with you?
Because she's not consenting to sleep with you. She's consenting to sleep with the person you're pretending to be.
I don't think that's rape.
You can't consent. I mean, she's not giving consent to sleep with Tim. She's giving consent to sleep with whoever you say you are.
Yeah.
It's like if you dress up as somebody's
husband. It's probably not going to be first degree.
Yeah, think about that. Say I dress up as you and sneak into your house.
This is the revenge of the nerds argument.
You're out at a bar.
That creepy scene where he dresses
whoa.
On the moon.
Whoa. Yeah. You're out at a bar and a chick approaches you.
Yeah.
And you're buying drinks and all this.
Yes.
And you say, oh, yeah, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And she's going to bang him for the simple fact that he's Johnny Cash.
Maybe.
That's what it is, though.
Can I tell you what the defense is?
What's that?
What if you believe you're Johnny Cash?
Because you know why?
Because if it's not a lie, if you believe it.
What if you give someone just a fake name?
No, that's... Well,
what's the difference between Dave Smith or Johnny Cash?
I don't know. I got to tell you, Tim, I think we're going to need some legal advice on this.
I don't want to comment. Hey, I got the thing that's cool
1300?
About this...
1,300?
Yeah, and do you know how this all started? This is insane. Two men that had nothing to do with one another hired the same guy...
Yes.
To find their biological father, and that's how the whole thing started.
Can you imagine having 1,300 siblings? I mean, that you know,
yeah. Hey, 1,300 different women.
All different women?
Oh yeah, and they're convinced that there's more out there.
Can you imagine the child support alone? It's got to be better than the gross domestic product.
No, there is no child support. These kids are all grown when they find out.
I mean, if there were, it was. God.
My thing is, so like, this.
How do you divvy up that 25%?
He's delivering mail.
He's delivering more than the mail.
Well, Johnny Cash delivering the mail.
I mean, yeah, but wait a minute. Hang on. Whoa. Get somebody do a random check. There's got to be like 1,000 John Cashes out there.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. He looked like Johnny Cash, and he was delivering mail. So if these chicks see him when he's delivering mail.
They want to go into that ring of fire? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, let's think about it. Johnny Cash going to be putting mail in your mailbox? No.
Is that a euphemism?
He's putting mails on.
It sounded like a euphemism.
Well, now, here's the interesting thing. On the flip side, though, I have a theory about this, and I want to hear what you guys think. On the flip side, I noticed today that, you know, and I'm thinking of this only because of how awful the halftime performance was. I have no idea why they would invite Coldplay.
Mm.
But, you know, this guy, this Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Didn't they divorce?
They're working on it.
Okay, work on it quicker,
but here's
Chris.
My point, though. Look how hot she is.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
And can't keep a man.
Yeah, because she's crazy
because she's doing it wrong. I'm going to give you a couple.
Jennifer Aniston syndrome is what
Jennifer
you're saying.
Jennifer Aniston.
And Halle Berry syndrome.
Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep a man and they're hot.
Yeah.
They are doing it wrong. I got to be honest with you. I got this from my wife. My wife's the one that brought this to my attention because obviously I think Halle Berry's smoking hot.
She is.
And my wife's like, yeah, but do you really want to? You know, yeah, sure. If you can hook up with Halle Berry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I just told my wife, if I can put up with you, I can put up with anyone.
But like my wife said, you're not But here's what she said. You're not going to have any fun. I go, well, come on. I'm not going to have any fun with Halle Berry. She said she's doing it wrong.
It wrong.
She can't keep a man.
No.
When you're that hot and you have all that money and you can't keep a man,
big red
there's
light
only
goes
one
off.
Thing you so, can be doing wrong, and that's sex.
Who's big the other? So who
you got Jennifer Aniston, can't keep a man, and she's hot. You got Halle Berry, Gwyneth Paltrow. They're out there.
They're, you got to go through the list, but they're out there.
No, I mean, there's a, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, there's
they're out
more
there.
Than we think.
Oh, yeah.
They can't keep a man. They're doing it wrong.
I have a whole theory on how Aniston got snaked by Angelina Jolie. Very simple.
It's not
very
hard.
Simple.
Now is
she
the time.
Let her husband go around that just beautiful sex goddess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's Brad Pitt. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but you can't.
That's going to happen. She should have been on
what
set.
What does she expect? Yes. If you let a lion go into a meat
freezer,
he's going to eat meat. Let that guy into a close set with Angelina Jolie, somebody's getting it.
Well,
okay?
And here's how Angelina did it. I think she would just walk around and when she was alone with Brad would say the dirtiest stuff ever
I'm
that
sure.
she did.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then she would look at him and go and probably say she'd look at watch Tio. She'd give you this look. Jen's probably not into that, is she? She just planted seeds whole time.
Or you think it's all her and no Brad Pitt that this happened with?
I think
you don't think he was
Brad
like, hey.
Is nothing but
had
a Springfield.
Issues with tons of men.
He is nothing but a Springfield goober who was genetically blessed.
Hey, here's okay. She's hot, right? She's
totally,
hot,
totally.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
seems like the nicest person. She's got money. She's a good person. Yeah. Vince Vaughn's one of the greatest people ever, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, come
on.
He seems like a great, cool guy.
Great,
yes.
Cool guy. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Vince.
Movies,
okay,
I mean.
Hang on. You're Vince Vaughn. You're successful. I mean, you did. You did all these great movies that are fun.
Next
you
know, thing you know,
did
you're
Wedding
playing
Crashers for Crest.
Next thing you know, and you're playing Hide the Tip.
Yep.
And you don't want to be with her. Come on,
yeah.
Something's
that's
wrong.
That's a warning sign. All right, we got to take a quick break. Hey, please share our show with all your friends. Do it on Facebook. Do it on Twitter. Do it by email. Any way that you do it, do it.
Just
any
do
way
it.
That you communicate with people, tell them about us. Not So Fast. You can find us at notsofastpodcast.com, at Twitter, at Not So Fast Show, and on Facebook, facebook.com/NotSoFastShow. When we come back after this little quick timeout, I'll tell you about another.
It's a forward slash. I can't stop. It's a forward slash.
Yeah, it does bother you. You guys got to be real careful with
back.
That.
No, it goes to the front.
It actually comes to the
up,
front.
Up,
he pointed this
to
out
right.
to me when I was making this mistake.
All right. Yeah. Slash. When we come back, I'll tell you about a bunch of douchebags at ESPN.
Hey, this is Darren Pang. Alongside my partner, Kelly Chase, here on Chasing Pucks with Panger, this is our NHL podcast, and it's on NHLpodcast.com, and it's damn good. It's really good. So you got to listen up. Make sure you download us. Make sure you figure it out. Anything you want to know about the NHL, stories, we got lots of stories. Chaser, do we have lots of stories?
We got stories, folks. Title in, you're going to love it. Buckle up.
Hola muchachos, my friends, it's the Ocho Man. I got my man here, Armand, and you can't miss our show, my friends. It's been great. We've had a great run so far. Armand, you know what? I'm making the show. I don't care what you say.
No, I thought I was particularly brilliant.
Well, I'm the genius around here, and you can check us out on facebook.com/OchoManBehindTheEightBall and on Twitter too at OchoManPodcast, and you can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean, my friends. Okay?
That's a backslash, not a virgule?
No, that's not a virgule. I don't know what a virgule is. Don't bring up a goddamn virgule again. That's OchoManBehindTheEightBall.
Imbecile.
Yeah, you're an imbecile too.
All the trouble I've been in.
So Fast, the show that's brought to you by Audible.com, who is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. And it gives you the opportunity to check out their service. We personally recommend a whole bunch of books like The People versus O.J. Simpson. That is fantastic. Actually, I'm going to go read that book. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to listen to it in my car. The service is great. Check it out. And you're going to love it. All those titles to choose from, over 180,000. All right. I don't know that I can ever really watch. I don't think I can watch ESPN anymore.
Why not?
Have you heard what they made Aaron Andrews do. She's currently in her trial in Nashville.
For what?
For the guy that taped her in her room and
those
then
were some good pictures.
And put the video out there.
How can you have good pictures of somebody that's not very attractive?
She has a good body.
Overrated.
Good body.
Overrated.
Good body.
No. She looks like a board.
No.
Looks like a 2x4.
Oh, you're way wrong on that.
I'm pretty
sure. She's working with some stuff up top.
No, that's a fake bra.
No, I saw her.
I bet it's a real bra.
Well, I'm sorry, a real bra, yes. But that makes, yeah. You got me. Thanks, E.
Yeah, I haven't seen the pictures.
Keeping you on your toes.
Seriously, she surprisingly has a great body. I despise her, though.
I'm with Nick on this. I think it's a conspiracy, and I'm not sure that was really her in those pictures.
Okay, well,
she's the most boring woman I've ever seen that everybody thinks is hot.
She is on the witness stand, and she testified that her employers at ESPN made her do an interview before she went back on the air on college football when she was a sideline reporter, that this was not a publicity stunt.
Why?
Which makes you think it's a publicity stunt.
It doesn't make me think it's a, you always thought it was a publicity stunt from day one.
No, I think a lot of people did. So what is the problem? I don't understand.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem? Come on.
If you can't see the problem with this one, I don't know where to begin.
Okay, let's begin.
Okay. You're filmed naked walking around your hotel room, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I don't know who would want to do it, but let's say it happens.
And I'm not a very good reporter, and everybody thinks I'm attractive, so everybody thinks I'm out there groveling for attention.
And you're not. You have been taken advantage of. Now your employer comes to you.
Maybe I'm not.
No, that's not the case. Your employer comes to you and says, you're going to have to do a public interview disavowing that this was a publicity stunt.
We just want you to address it.
Well, addressing it's one thing, but...
Come on,
we're in a trial. They're going to say what they think.
This is unbelievable to me that they would make somebody, let alone their own employee, do this. It's unconscionable.
Maybe I'm naive, but somebody that works for you that obviously is doing like big things for them and that they've invested time and money in, to go to them and say, hey, look, we got a little bit of a problem here. People think this may have been a publicity stunt. How about we address it?
How about you, the employer, address it and say in a statement, this is what our employees said, and we stand by her.
Okay, so because maybe some firm that handles shit like this says, I think we need to get out in front of this. Let's get her on and let's do this. Now, listen, I'm not saying it's
Jimbo,
right or wrong.
No firm in the world would do that.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
I don't really care if she did it on purpose or not or if ESPN did it or not. I mean, it worked. It got her name out there. Mission accomplished.
Her name was already out there. She was already famous.
She was basically known to every household. She was known. I had never heard of her until the day she popped up on my news sites because somebody had snuck a camera through her
TV. I've never seen any of the pictures, never even followed it, because, again, as to quote
she
a great man...
She's just another good-looking blonde on the side of a football field.
To quote a great man in a great movie from the 80s, she's void to me.
Her boyfriend likes to party.
She's, you know, void. So, but from what I understand, and I didn't see it, if you saw the video, you might think it was set up. Either that or she really enjoys parading around naked in her hotel room and enjoys herself.
Well, okay, she does.
Which, hey,
she does.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
She obviously did.
Okay.
But come on. No one's going to come to her defense?
I mean, I will after I get out of the shower in a hotel room. Sure, I might not get dressed for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And if somebody videotapes that, it might look like I'm dancing around nude.
The rumor is she was parading.
Who doesn't every now and then parade around with their arms out?
You're in a hotel.
You can put me in that category.
And furthermore,
I don't have a wife and kids with me. I'm dancing.
Are you doing that, E?
He's air drying. He's air drying.
Air dry?
I'm not an air dryer. I do use a towel.
Air dry, Tony?
I like to air dry.
That doesn't mean I'm immediately throwing my boxers on if no one else is around, though.
I like to air dry.
T.O.?
He has no comment. He has no comment.
You're an air dry guy?
Yeah.
Screw that, man.
He has.
You get sticky balls from air drying.
That's why you got to go with the talcum powder.
Nah.
You take the towel.
And you rub it against
your
balls.
You put it out back and you kind of shake it and get a little breeze going.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it on both sides, and that helps with that problem for sure.
So
what, you guys got sensitive, sensitive sack or something? You can't dry that by hand?
No. It gets a little rough.
I get under there. There's nothing better though, getting out of the shower. Laying your towel down on the bed and just kind of laying on the bed with the fan on for 5 minutes.
I had no idea.
That's good stuff. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
That sounds like a recipe for shrinkage.
That is good stuff. Do you do this with the wife in the room?
No.
How do you keep from shrinking
when you're alone, huh?
When I travel?
You do.
When I travel
Every time I shower, I do
that. Okay.
You travel? I didn't know you were a world traveler.
I got to ask. No, he's been.
Is he well traveled?
He has been all over the world. Right. I think he's been on 5 continents now. I don't know if he's been in. You've been in Africa?
No.
No. Okay. But yeah, I think you've been on 5 of.
You've been in Australia?
I think you've only missed Australia and Africa.
Antarctica.
Okay.
Antarctica.
Here's what I'll tell you. I know you'd be upset if there was a tape of you naked in a hotel.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never wear clothes.
Would you be upset, though? Suing people?
Nobody would look at it.
You would be upset.
If somebody's making money off
you. Do you think there's a tape of you naked in a hotel?
No, there is 100% tape of me naked walking down the hallway at, where were we at, the Mirage?
There's a rumor.
No, it's not a rumor.
Confirmed.
You're
confirming it here on the air?
That means there's got to be at least 16 security feeds of you walking down the hallway naked.
Damn true.
I feel sorry for those security guards.
They came to wake me up for dinner, and I was passed out. I had a long day at the pool.
Hey, let's seg right into from a security camera thing. Hulk Hogan's back in the news again for his whole gawker
thing.
Speaking
of being viewed, yes.
Yeah.
Caught through a security tape at radio DJ Bubba the Love Sponge House, Hulk Hogan had sex with his wife. Unknown to him, Bubba was filming it, like he films every room in his house for security.
Whoa, hold on, real quick.
Security. You know who else he let bang his wife?
I do, actually.
Mini-me
himself, Vern Troyer.
Yep. Time out.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, I got to get a 20.
This is deep. Hang on a minute.
Not too deep.
We've went from, well, let's start. Okay, how did
we're
this,
talking Hogan,
how did this all
start? Can.
Okay, so let's go back to the tape, and then I want to hear more about Mini-Me inside of Hogan's wife.
Jimbo and I are going to need some deep clarifications here.
Not being a wrestling guy, I don't follow the story. Give us a little more.
All right, here's the story. Hogan's down on his luck after his divorce from Linda or whatever, right? He's at his good buddy, Bubba the Love Sponge. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He's a radio DJ.
He's a Florida DJ, right?
He's a Florida radio DJ.
Lets people?
Apparently, that's his thing. He doesn't mind letting his good buddies hammer his old lady.
Oh, my God.
Hogan's down on his
luck. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we're not hammering Hogan's old lady, if that's what you thought.
It's Bubba the Love Sponge's.
Heather Klim, former Miss Klim, yep.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, it's his wife. Come on by, he says.
Yep.
Okay, but
Hulkster has no idea there's cameras.
No, Bub apparently has his house wired up for security or whatever, right? Cameras in every room. What an interesting angle in his bedroom.
All right.
Any which way, you get the grainiest footage ever of Hogan just destroying this, 90-pound ex-model.
Oh, no. She's a good-looking gal.
He's got a dong that looks like he just pulled it off a six-pack.
I mean, soup can.
Is this the gal right here?
Yeah, maybe 2 soup cans.
This is her?
Yep, that's her.
Oh, my God.
Just post that on our website, Tio.
That video is out there.
She's put together.
Just post a picture. Not the...
And she's into it.
She's into it.
God bless her.
You should hear
into it.
She banged Mini-Me.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the Hogan thing?
So apparently the tape got out by whatever means. Some people think Bubba leaked it or somebody stole it, whatever. Gawker.com gets a hold of it, and they release it. Obviously, so Hogan's pissed. He sues, $100 million lawsuit.
Good.
And he's hurting for money, too.
Hogan is?
After the divorce and everything.
It's kind of hard to believe,
I've read that.
What's his real name? Terry?
Terry Bollea.
Yeah, good for Terry.
You know what's funny about him, too? He turned down the Foreman girl.
Who?
The Foreman girl, before they brought it to George.
They took it to Hogan first, and I forget what it was, but
Hulkamaniac hamburgers.
He turned down the Foreman grill to do
Hulkaburger. Why not Hulkaburger?
Something, I don't know what, but like a different infomercial-like thing. Turned it down.
Okay, now, let's get to the Vern Troyer part of this. Is that how you say the guy's name?
Vern Troyer.
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me.
How does that even work?
Well, he gets on a ladder, climbs up on the bed. Then I don't know.
Because you have a thing about the little people.
But then he's got to get a ladder and climb in.
No. They be on. Look, you won't even watch The Walking Dead, as we've discussed, because of the zombies, which aren't real, which are people in character. And by the way, they stay in the TV.
True.
So I'm sure you would be okay watching the Hogan tape. Could you watch the Vern tape?
No way.
So no quote-unquote midget porn for you?
No.
They like to be called little people.
Tell you what, though, I wasn't.
Well, that's what the quotes are for.
I was at a strip club one night, and they had a couple midget dancers there, and they were doing midget tosses. They were letting people pay money to toss these girls, and like they had
Did
like,
they wear a helmet?
They had like a mat out, and they were seeing who could throw them the furthest. Yeah.
Man, that sounds painful.
It was a big mat. It wasn't on the floor, but it was something else.
Talk about loss of dignity.
Yeah.
I know Beetlejuice from Howard Stern.
So how many times did you do it?
I didn't touch one of.
He didn't even touch.
Why is that?
I cannot watch.
I stayed far away.
I love examining your neurosis. What is the fear?
I have no idea.
It's just an irrational thing?
Yeah. I don't know where it came from. I don't know when it started, but I just get really kind of awkward and
was
feel
it
weird.
As a kid?
Were you no. touched by a midget clown?
No. I hate clowns, too, though.
I'm with you.
Well, I don't like clowns, on the but clowns. I ain't afraid of no clown. I'll tell you
I
that.
I am. So suppose, you ever heard of John Wayne Gacy?
Sure.
You should be afraid of clowns.
He's a man like any other clown.
So supposedly Deion Sanders, Warren Sapp, all these guys have been to this party as well, is what I find.
And
was she a porn star?
No.
She was a model of some sort.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Just like free love.
Deion
Sanders, huh? Wow.
Free love. Man. By the way, my husband's taping.
Prime time.
Good grief.
Good stuff.
Lay it down
way to send us out with a great visual.
Oh, shit.
It was a great visual.
Mm-mm-mm.
Good stuff. Good times.
Hey, Not So Fast. Check us out on the website, notsofastpodcast.com. Please subscribe to the show. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and click subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And don't forget, check out all the other great shows on the Lineup Media Network, such as Nick of Time, such as Behind the 8-Ball, such as Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy. Boy, they had a good episode this week, T.O. There was a lot of MMA stuff going on. McGregor's out there. Everybody, I mean, good stuff.
The whole McGregor thing's pretty interesting, too. He's got a non-title fight coming up with Nate Diaz, the younger of the two Diaz brothers.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm selfishly... wish this would have happened a while back. Yeah,
we'll have to get to this next time, though, guys.
Yep. Yeah. Part 2 of the program coming up after this timeout here on Not So Fast. We'll be back.
Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.